Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Tea leaves seem to be pointing towards a Tony Manzalina return, though they did interview Yankees third base coach Luis Rojas and allegedly want to talk to both Albert Pujols and Ryan Flaherty. But don't worry, if Tony Manzalino's back, he gets spring training this time, and he's telling everyone that it's going to be a hardcore, like I guess, like remember Les Steckel with the Vikings ran those guys back? They killed those guys.
Get ready for this talking point if/when they re-up with this guy. I know people inside that the warehouse who were already sort of uttering about this before the season even ended. Then our buddy Mike Bordick sort of picked up on it, and he was talking about it in one of the times we had him on a few weeks back, even before the season ended. And then Manzalino and Elias started talking about it during their press conferences. I believe that's going to be their selling point for how they're going to instill fundamentals, that it's going to be an old school. And look, I know that Cal is talking to people about this, and Cal, obviously, the Ripken way, and Cal's dad, who was a stickler for fundamentals. So that's good. They're going to try to, like, sell this idea that Manzalino is an old school baseball guy, and so he understands what this means, and he's going to run a very different spring training than anything that Hyde ran, and they're going to tell you that's when people are going to learn to throw to the right base and hit cutoff men and learn how to slide and all that stuff. So that to me is part and parcel of why I've thought for a long time that this is going to be Manzalino, and I don't think their poker game's as good as they think. And even this Pujols stuff, like the reports are like the Orioles might have interest in talking to him. Like this job's been open since May. Pujols has never managed before. No. They could have got an audience with if Pujols really had any other options besides the Angels, and this wasn't just access merchants pushing BS for agents, then they would have met if they cared to meet with him, it would have happened.
But in terms of the fundamentals, the Orioles were one of two teams that didn't have a Gold Glove finalist this year. And I kind of asked the question, you go to Statcast.
Toronto had six.
And look at outs above average. And three of the top four Orioles defenders, Ryan O'Hearn, Ramon Urias, Cedric Mullins, are not here.
Yeah.
I think Gunnar, I still have some faith in. He only had one error in his last 93
yes.
games. He shows the ability to make the wow plays, but we know that those errors can kind of come in bunches.
Before you answer that, Jason, Mike Elias from his end-of-season presser talks about the importance of fundamentals.
Yeah, look, this is a highly competitive league and game and division. The team that finished last in our division last year just won it. And it just shows how small the margins are, and you've got to stay on top of everything and be as good as you can be in all these different facets. And there's just a lot that goes into it. And there's constantly areas where you feel a little bit behind, you want to get a little bit better. And then over here, something else develops. And there's just so many fine points to the game that you've really got to stay on top of. It's not up to me to get down there and dictate our fundamentals. That's not my expertise, but we've got to put together staffs and communication systems and people that have the right philosophies in all those areas and stay on top of it. So that's something that the person in the manager's chair, people in the front office, people in our ownership group, just everyone available who are experts in this area, we're going to put a lot of time into getting organized and getting a little bit better next year.
It's an interesting juxtaposition, Jason, because what he's saying is that the staff they're going to put together is the same staff.
I think this whole thing has been a sham, and it has been a buildup to an eventuality that, frankly, Elias was probably convinced of pretty early in the Manzalino's tenure, which was, this is going to be good enough for me to sell my bosses on, and this is working pretty good for me, and what's good for me is good for the Orioles. It's not about soul searching. It's not about finding the best and the brightest. It's not about truly challenging himself by bringing in a manager who's more accomplished at his job than Elias is at being a vice president or a GM, and having that person check me and that person bring out the best in my people and challenge us. It's about the path of least resistance and how can we cosmetically sell faux change. Oh, this is a great idea. Manzalino is going to be a real stickler. And like, oh, he worked with our infielders. Well, who in the, besides Gunner, who's any good in the infield?
Westberg, I guess.
I mean, the first baseman got better. Yeah. I mean, but he's not going to be back.
If he's here, I'm going to. Yeah.
But like, I get ready because this is where I'm fully convinced it's going.
When do we think this is going to be announced? Because Elias, during that press conference, is ASAP. You know, we want this done as soon as possible. This is number one priority. Like, next week after the World Series?
It wouldn't shock me if they tried, if they get an audience with someone who's still involved, or Richie Weeks or somebody like that, who's still on one of these staffs, so they could at least check that box too, so that when they have to get around to talking about this, they could say, well, look, we waited until the final four teams were done because we wanted an audience with this guy or that guy who was still coaching, and that completed the process. And we decided that Manzalino, because he already knows these kids, because we already work well with all the crap they've been lining up, because he is going to be tough in the spring, was the best guy for the job.
What makes sense from a national perspective to do it while the playoffs are still going on, because the playoffs will overshadow it. Yeah. Like, the national media will be distracted by the World Series.
I mean, the Padres had no problem doing Zooms and with their media about.
No, I mean, just announcing. I'm just saying the announcement of the new manager, because it's. I don't think it's going to be received well.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they cared at all about, if they had any understanding of how optics matter and how PR works, they would be being transparent about this process, even if it was a means to an end. But they don't even have the wherewithal to understand that.
Coming up next, it's time for Lucy Bird. She's from DraftKings. We got best bets and nonsense from her next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.